Alright, hello and welcome to You Should See Pod. You have your host here, Gio. Co-host Juanito.
Hola.
Co-host Stevie B.
Oh, hell.
That was stupid. And...
No, you're right, it should be Konbanwa, because we're recording in the evening.
Yeah, Steve, duh. And Evelyn's not with us this week.
She died.
Don't say that.
She's not with us this week
or any other week.
She's with us next week.
Okay, so she's resurrecting.
Okay, it's come back.
We've prepared some high-level healing spells. We will return her.
Sorry,
we gotta wait for that cooldown.
There that I'm not gonna make, because I do have a semblance of a soul. And it's really not that fun. It's not worth it. Alright. So, let's just get into it this week. Let's talk about the issue that everybody's talking about this week. Or the non-issue. Ghostbusters was a good movie. Final answer. What did you guys think?
That was fine.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Okay,
moving
on.
All the hate was dumb. No, but I mean, it was funny. It didn't take itself seriously, which actually made me happy. You know, they weren't trying to do a, oh, no, gritty, there's ghosts. It was kind of comedic. You know, the government was like, yeah, we know about it. We just don't want to tell people. And they're cracking jokes. Melissa McCarthy was doing more than body humor. Kate McKinnon was awesome. I was very impressed with all of them, actually.
Yeah, like, I thought it was really funny. Up until the movie's about 1:47 with the credits and all that. And I want to say 1 hour and 10 minutes of that movie, I was kind of just, like, laughing through it. Because they, like, had... I guess I want to say that they improvised a lot of it, because it felt like it. Like, it felt like they were just, like, talking through a lot of the scenes. And that stuff was great. Like, Melissa McCarthy with... what's the really famous one's name? Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, those two...
They're fighting.
Yeah, that was great. I was really into that. And there were some lines that, like, I want to watch it again and make sure I heard it the right way, because people would laugh at, like, the big joke. But then they would follow up, and they had great follow-ups to a lot of the jokes. So I thought that was solid. Kristen McKinnon, I thought she was a little, like, they used
Kate,
her too much.
Kate McKinnon, Boltzmann.
Kate, whatever. That girl. Kate McKinnon.
Yeah.
I thought she was overused in the movie. I agree with that. Like, I couldn't put my finger on it when watching the movie, but then I saw the review from Kinda Funny, and, like, I think Tim says it, and I totally agree with them. I was like, she was... good in the beginning of the movie, but then I felt like they just kept going with her, and, like, I don't know, like, I got tired of her. Leslie Jones was amazing. I thought she was great, but my only gripe with her is that she sort of felt like a female Tracy Morgan in that movie.
I didn't feel that.
That was my impression of her. But I don't know, I still thought it was good.
I was just going to say, I liked Kate McKinnon a lot. I didn't really have that issue with Leslie. And the only other thing is, I like that Chris Hemsworth just played a pretty dumb guy. He wasn't the hero. In fact, he was kind of useless and not helpful in critical moments. And I thought that was a fun deviation.
Yeah, I like Chris Hemsworth quite a lot. Kate McKinnon was hit and miss for me, but I think what she hit for me, she was really good. So much so that I think, like, the moments of hers that I really liked were probably my favorite parts of the movie.
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig, I could take her or leave her. You know, I usually like her a lot, but it was nothing special.
Agreed. And I think it's because she had to play the straight character this time.
And Melissa McCarthy, I think I liked her. I definitely liked her in this one. I think her and Holtzman together were funnier than, like,
right.
Her and... Kristen Wiig.
Leslie Jones, yeah.
Leslie Jones.
You mean the byplay between those two? Okay.
Yeah. Like that scene when, you know, Kristen Wiig goes to confront
yes.
her about the book. Like, I liked that scene a lot. Like, between the two of them.
Because of Melissa McCarthy and Kate McKinnon, they were hilarious together. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree completely.
Leslie Jones was great too. She didn't feel like a stereotype. Like, the trailers made her out to seem.
Yep.
Who else was in their movie?
The cameos.
Cameos are okay. I thought some were way better than others. The Egon one was my favorite one, of course, because it was so subtle that if you weren't paying attention, you wouldn't have noticed
statue.
It.
Yeah.
I did notice it. Somebody called it out to me.
I clenched my heart. I was like, oh, Egon.
Yeah.
And then the Bill Murray one felt a little too, you know, convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
The one I didn't expect that I should have expected was Ernie Hudson, because I was like, oh no, my uncle's coming. I was like, oh, of course that's who it would be, because she's the only black character in the entire movie.
I thought we haven't seen him
the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. I thought the most surprising one was definitely Sigourney Weaver, because I wasn't expecting her, even though I should have. That was great. I think they were all good except for maybe Slimer, because that one went a little too long, and Bill Murray, unfortunately.
Well, you forgot Dan Aykroyd's appearance.
No, yeah. I mean, Dan Aykroyd is great. I was going to get into that if we kept going a little deeper, because what I did this weekend was, after watching Ghostbusters, is I rewatched the original, and I watched Spy, actually, to get more of a taste of, like, to get more of a Paul Feig kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And where this movie stands, I think, I can't touch the original for me. I think most people would actually agree too, but and actually I saw Spy, and I thought Spy was a better movie than this one.
Alright,
really?
They're making a sequel to Spy, right?
I heard, and I hope so, because that movie was really, really good, and I thought it was very solid, very well, you know. Another movie where I liked Melissa McCarthy, was repulsed by her. Not repulsed, like, that, like, disgusting, but, like, I couldn't stand her in Bridesmaids, but I really liked her in these two things. But yeah, so I was going to get to Dan Aykroyd. Like, I noticed when I was rewatching the original one, I noticed way more of, like, the Easter eggs and, like, references to the original movies, which I think were pretty great. So, like, the Dan Aykroyd one is actually literally a line he says in the first Ghostbusters movie when they catch Slimer in the hotel room. So I was like, oh. So I kind of want to watch Ghostbusters again. One, like what Gio said, to catch the jokes I missed, and to catch all the references to the original one that I missed too, because there was a lot of lines like that. Some better than others that I caught up watching the first time, but also to catch some more for sure. Yeah.
So comparing the two movies, I gotta watch Ghostbusters 1, I guess, for the third or fourth time this time, but this movie was more like for my speed. I know, like, the other one's supposed to be a better movie, and I completely agree with it, but I'm just saying, like, this one made me laugh more. But it's just because it was, I don't know, like, I get this one more than I got the other one. Like, I never really understood the hype of Ghostbusters. And
it's not
hype. It is.
It's not hype. It's reverence.
Whatever.
No, it's not whatever.
It is.
I will defend this movie to the death.
To die, then.
I'll fight
you. To die.
Just like you would. Huh? Die. So die?
Just die. No.
All right, you know what?
I think he actually turned it off. He probably would. Like, that's something wrong with it. But yeah, no, that was just more up my speed. I think the I don't know. I never got the first Ghostbusters, and this one you don't have to get it. Like, it's a dumb, stupid, like, funny movie.
Did you just admit that you're an idiot?
I did. I like dumb, stupid, funny movies.
Did you feel that there were a couple of times they were calling out to the hate the movie was getting in the lines?
Yes, absolutely.
Like when they say they're reading a comment on the internet and it says this is their guns look fake and like ladies suck and there was
the first one was like ain't no bitches gonna bust no ghosts.
Yeah. No, I think also like the villain was a kind of a jab at the people that were making fun of the movie.
Really?
Yeah, I really took it that way. I really took
how,
it.
How so?
I don't think so.
I think
doubt
so.
That.
Like, he was supposed to be this closeted nerd that's like a crazy motherfucker. That's like,
oh, no,
like,
because
yeah,
that was way before the – like, that would have been
set up.
That would have been set way before the movie – the trailers were coming out. Like, that's a key part of the movie. But those few lines, like, they could have just reshot those. But
yeah.
the villain himself, no, that was set beforehand.
I mean, they could have put him more in that direction than he was before.
I don't buy that. I think that he would just, that was his character. That would be way too hard to redo.
I don't think that
he was just supposed to be the lone.
I don't think they completely did it.
If they did that, they did that to the detriment of the movie, because I thought that the villain and the motivations for the villain were the worst part of the movie.
Agreed.
Like,
he just,
everything around him made no sense at all. Whenever it came to him and whatever he was doing, like, it was like that too much factor, right? Like, you know, I get it. He's a loser. Doesn't mean that everyone who sees him has to like continuously point out he's a loser. You know, it was annoying after a certain
point. Yeah, that's why I thought like it was on purpose, because literally they kept saying it over and over again.
No, he was just supposed to be the beat-down character who, you know, he is creepy, but also people are really rude to him, and he hates the world because of it.
I don't know.
That's really all I had to speak about. Oh, in the action. I liked the action at the end. You know, the fight scene where people actually, it seems dumb with so many ghosts, but I thought it was cool when they were all, like, fighting them a bit at the end.
It's late enough that we can call how much money they made, if you guys...
I already saw it.
Then just say it, because I'm about to look it up.
$46 million is what they're projected to make.
Did they make it or not? Like, that's what I'm going to look up.
That's the projection. The projection as of 7 hours ago was $46 million.
Did they make it?
I'm reading a couple Screen Rant articles about it.
Pause. I'll just go to Joblo. And I'll be off.
But I mean, it's middling. It's not a ton of money that they're making, but potentially enough to make a sequel. So the reason I pulled up an article from Screen Rant is, what's the guy's name? Rory Brewer, president of Worldwide Distribution, has commented that they've, you know, it's an important brand and franchise, and he believes there's no doubt in his mind a sequel will happen, although it has not been officially announced yet.
Hold on.
You gotta go to Box Office Mojo first of all.
Yep,
Box Office Mojo says 46 domestic and 19 foreign, so maybe about 65.
Wow.
Yeah.
Only 19 foreign. Oh, yeah, they cut them off from China.
Why?
Oh, really?
Because China has this weird rule. They can't have ghosts.
Oh, yeah, dead things. They respect the dead, so they don't do that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense. That actually happened. Unrelated, but like in World of Warcraft, there was an expansion dealing with like zombies and shit, and they actually had to cover up any bones and stuff like that that didn't make them look like they were zombies and shit. So yeah, that makes sense actually.
Wow, so they opened the second place, so not really a strong opening for them. I really had hope that they made enough money because I want to hear the end of the argument of, oh, women can't carry a film and all that bullshit. But I mean, it's still a very strong opening, so. I don't know how much money they invested into it. It's the best opening.
144. And they've made 65 international, like worldwide. So they're gonna. It seems like they're probably gonna pull in right about it what they made.
Yeah.
Or what?
I mean,
they,
that maybe word of mouth.
Opening, though.
I'm really hoping word of mouth will help it because
yeah,
everybody was going
so
into the weekend hating it, and I've been telling everybody I was like, "This is worth seeing." It made me laugh more than a lot of other movies.
Right. I've had to play the same card that I put. Oh, is my mic not on?
Your mic is on, I hear you.
Yeah.
No, you're hearing me from my mouse.
Your mouse? Your mouse
I
has
mean,
a microphone in it?
Sorry, you're hearing me from my my thinger.
That's a pretty impressive mouse.
Like, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're hearing me from my microphone. My headphones, that's what I mean.
Ah, okay.
Oh, shit. This is just not turning on. You guys can keep talking. I'll try to fix my technical difficulties.
Yeah, I don't have much else to say. I've talked to a few people. I've run into other people who've seen the movie, and we kind of like jointly confirm, like, no, this is actually an entertaining movie. Like,
yeah.
All the hate was completely... Well, I don't know if it was unfounded. People were judging it off trailers that I also didn't think first trailer was interesting. But there was definitely... For the amount of hate it got, there was definitely more to it than just people not liking the trailer.
I mean, we just got hated it because the whole, like, it's like one of those movies that people felt shouldn't be remade because the first one, like, you know, remake a bad movie, people don't care, but remake a movie that's a classic and that's actually, you know, revered and, like, still holds up in its own time and people get upset. And a lot of people, it's like, it's also one of those things that, like, people identify with this movie, so they feel like the fact that they're remaking it is like an attack on them.
Yeah, but like,
and I think
people,
that's the
that's,
issue
that's,
is people are viewing it as a remake, and it's not a remake. It's just a similar movie. Like, it's a similar universe, but it's not like a remake. Whereas
I mean,
some of the 80s remakes where they're like,
remake.
We're gonna give you the same characters with the same plot lines, and you know, it's just gonna look better. This is okay. Ghosts still exists, and there's a group that catch them. We're gonna have different characters, different villain. A couple of shout outs, but otherwise it's a kind of a different world. So
yeah,
it's like
I mean,
a weird,
it's
not really
it's,
a full re- it's
what's the
it's
word?
A new movie,
it's like
a new movie
reboot,
in a similar
that's what they used to call it.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's what I said, it was like it's a movie that takes place in the universe that is the Ghostbusters. And I don't know. If I was a fan of Ghostbusters,
but it doesn't though, because it doesn't have those old people in it. So it's just like the same premise. Like
it's in the lore, not the actual universe. Yeah, in the universe. Yeah. Like this could be a separate galaxy of the Ghostbusters.
It'd be an alternate universe. It's a slightly parallel universe
to the other one.
Yeah.
Think of it like that. But it was good.
I felt like they might have alluded in the movie too. Like they were. But I don't know, like, if that's just how Ghostbusters works, because I know in the old one they were talking about the different planes too. So I don't know, but I thought it was a very, like, if I was a fan of Ghostbusters, I would be like, oh, that's great that they made this and not some other junk, yeah.
I mean, could it have been better? Yeah, could have been worse. Yeah, no, it was very middle of the road.
It could have been a lot worse than what it was, and. It was funnier than a lot of the comedies that I watch that come out nowadays. So, and they didn't have to be they didn't have to be like super aggressive with their humor too. Like, I mean, like super vulgar with their humor. Like, I find like a lot of things now they have to like, you know, make sex jokes and shit like that. Like, and I don't care that people do that, but it's like it gets tiresome in a movie. Like, if you look at something like Neighbors or something like that. The first one, because I did like the second one where how they kind of spun off what they did, but like if you look at the first Neighbors, that's kind of what it is, and they didn't have to do that here. Like, they kind of just made a comedy, and it's very in the vein of like modern comedies. Like,
well, they did it because like, also
improvisation. It has to be PG-13 or whatever it is, but
yeah. Well, no, I think it's funny you said that it didn't have to be like that, like rated R or vulgar rated R, because Spy was rated R and it wasn't vulgar, but it was a little more adult, and I think that's why I liked it more, because I felt like there was no weird restrictions imposed on him to do that thing.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, any director who has to do some kind of franchise, they always have to like play by rules and stuff like that. So I imagine how much better the movie would be if he kind of got free reign. And speaking of that, I was reading an article today that said like the original, like the editor's cut of the movie was actually 4 hours and 15 minutes long, and his cut after that was like 3.5 hours long, and that there actually is going to be like an extended, like an ultimate edition type thing that's actually like 2 hours and 15 minutes long.
I would watch it because I think it's going to have
something like that.
Spoilers: the dance sequence that I wanted to see at the end of the movie.
So I was wondering, like, what the hell could they? I thought, you know,
I really want to know what he was doing when he made him point in the other direction. It's kind of awkward that they don't explain it.
Yeah, there had to be something to that.
Well,
yeah,
it's the dancing thing, then, right?
Yeah, but like, I don't know what it is.
Just for fun, like it was just a for fun thing, I guess. He's like, hey, I can control these people, which is weird. They did that dancing.
Because they don't really establish like how he has all these powers and how he knows to do these things.
Yeah.
Other than he just loses a lot. And he's a fucking loser that everyone has to tell him all the time.
So.
But I wonder what they would add. I mean, I didn't miss the dancing, but I don't know if there's anything else that made that movie better, other than more jokes, which is not the worst thing.
They had to clean up the third act. That would have made the movie better. That third act did not feel in the vein of what they started in the beginning of. Like, it got...
Right.
It got too action-y and got too... Like, some of it was cool, but...
Video gaming?
Yeah, they could have done stuff to make it comedy action-y. Like, time and time again, I'm just like, can you guys watch a fucking, you know... God, I always forget this guy's name. Jesus.
Who?
Shaun of the Dead.
Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright. Can you watch a fucking Edgar Wright movie and understand how you make funny action? Because he does it a lot. And, you know, you guys can just watch his movie. Copy him.
or Jackie Chan.
Yeah, Jackie Chan too. Like, you know, there's ways of doing it. So they could have cleaned up that third act. They could have done something with that. And the other big thing is, like, I never felt throughout the whole movie that there was one big, like, laugh out loud moment. It was a lot of, like, little laughing for me. I never had, like, one big laugh from the movie.
So. Spy had a lot of big laughs from me.
Okay, I gotta watch it. Now I'll watch it. Now that I've seen, like, a Paul Feig movie, I'll watch it.
So let's put a rating out of 5 on this one. That was our new agreement, right? We'll do 5. Yeah, I think it was out of 5, so that way we could do 0.5s and it wasn't getting ridiculous.
It's the same thing as doing out of 10.
Might as well just double.
Because out of 10, some people would be like 7.5, which is really like out of 20. So if we're gonna do out of 10,
I see what you're saying.
That's why we did out of 5. So I would give it like a 3.5.
Honestly, it was very average for me, so 2.5.
I would give it a 3.5 with the caveat that if they fixed that third act, it would have been a 4.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was better than average for me. Average for me is like forget about the movie as soon as I'm done with it. That's my
average. I'll watch this movie.
If someone was like, hey, we're going to watch this, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah. Anytime it comes on, I'd gladly watch it again.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, can you turn it off after like 1 hour?
I was like, I'd rather watch the original. I know it's not the same, but.
I get you. I feel you. That's what it is. Moving on.
So we got two things in news that we can talk about.
Yeah, let's keep this podcast short. I'm trying to eat.
Keep what?
Let's keep this one short.
Okay. So there's 3 different Pokemon stories because Pokemon Go is everything that the world is doing right now.
All right. Let me concise all these Pokemon Go stories. It's still a shitty game. Servers kind of work a little bit better. And I have a 1067 Flare now. Holla at your boy.
Did you level that or are you so high leveled that you're catching those?
I evolved into it.
Into a 1060?
Yeah.
What base was your Eevee?
Like 424.
Shit, that's a powerful evolution.
You gotta evolve, bro. Just gotta evolve.
I will. I'm saving up the one strat I saw that I liked.
And I finally did a boss fight in the Jersey Shore.
When you say a boss fight, you mean a gym battle, correct?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, and what did you think of it?
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Right? It's terrible.
Yep. This game is terrible. Absolutely.
So, spoiler to anybody who hasn't looked up a video, if you look up, like, hey, how do I do gym battles? You can, and I haven't mastered it, but you can just dodge all enemy attacks. You can go into a gym battle against something 3 times as powerful as you and just dodge and attack and dodge and attack.
Oh, I didn't know how to dodge.
Yeah, you swipe left or right. So, basically, when they do their attack animation, you swipe, like, just after and you'll dodge the attack. And then you attack once or twice.
It was too buggy for me to do that.
It's just dumb. There's no.
No, but I mean, like, it was too buggy for me to be able to do that.
Oh, no, that's fair. I'm just saying the game itself is very dumb.
Yeah.
Like, there's no real work that you have to, or thought that you have to put into it. Unless you're talking, like, quick trigger actions when you're doing gym battles. But honestly, gym battles aren't the best way to get experience.
The last thing with Pokemon, let's take bets. How long do you think that the hype is going to end of Pokemon Go? Like, how many months do you think this game has?
I would give it 2 months only because I think they're going to make a big announcement in another 2 weeks as we all get bored with it. And I am about ready to delete it.
I'll give it until...
I think they're going to do something like 3 weeks that'll get people excited again for a little bit, like the first Legendary. And then everyone's like, all right, great, we got an Articuno. This was actually kind of dumb.
Yeah, I think November is done.
November?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it dies. Oh, hold on. Let me get that. Keep talking.
Okay. Juan, you're not playing it, right?
I have nothing to say. It took me about 5 minutes to get bored of it.
Yeah.
So
I get it. I do it when I'm walking sometimes because I just enjoy. I enjoy getting a new Pokemon. That's really the only reason I like it. The same fun feeling you have when you're playing a Pokemon game and you catch a new one. I'm like, oh my god, I found a Muk. Like I haven't seen one of those. Like I'll catch it. But the rest of it, the gym battles are dumb. I've given up on taking them over. And the Pokestops is just to get items, which help you level, and when you level, you catch stronger stuff. So that's it. And people have already come out with, like, oh, if you want to level fast, you just use one of these double XP eggs, save up a bunch of Pidgeys and Rattatas, and then evolve them all, and you just level that way. So
wait, what?
Yeah, there's an egg that gives you double XP for 30 minutes, and when you evolve Pokemon, you get 500 XP, so it doubles to 1,000. So what they say is catch as many Pidgeys and Rattatas as you possibly can. Turn most of them in for candy, but like keep 20 of each, and then you use an egg and you evolve like 40-50 Pokemon and you jump 4 or 5 levels.
So people have already figured out an easy way to do things other than
yes,
the main one.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, the game's
that's
totally,
how you know
like, the game's totally
it's not well designed.
Yeah, it's totally
no, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, and no one was arguing that it's well designed. And instead of, you know, everybody I'm talking
to,
my friends who play, they're like, oh, I can't wait to be able to, like, battle other people. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to come because that's what the Sun and Moon is for. Like, if they put all the cool parts about Pokemon in this, like a role-playing, turn-based fighting, and the ability to actually have to work to catch your Pokemon, you would just play it instead of the video game.
Right.
Because that's what the video game is, and this new video game is going to have shittier Pokemon.
Yeah. Anyway, this Pokemon game sucks. It's going to be over. I say November just because I think, like, there's enough hype around it that people will keep playing it for a little bit. And I think they have enough, like, little things they can add here and there that they could probably do it at the end of each month, and they're going to run out in November. It's done. Yeah.
I just want to add to Ghostbusters real quick, and it's because I'm on Facebook and I saw what Jamie just said.
Yeah.
The one thing that would have made this movie way better for me is if it wasn't a reboot, if it actually was just a sequel in the same universe. I think that would have been way more of an interesting world. Like a total not alternate universe like we were just talking about, but if it was the same universe.
Yeah, no, that would have been fine. You know why that didn't happen? Because the execs sit there and they're like...
Oh. I'm sure we could just read their emails because that was in the Sony leak anyway. So.
Yeah.
But for me, that would have made it great because I think that's a better passing of the torch, and you could have them cameo as themselves. I mean, I'm sure they would have done that. That would have been great.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Also, I don't know if you guys knew this, but there was a post-credit scene.
I didn't see it.
Did
you see it, Steve?
Okay, yeah.
That's just a reference to the first movie.
Yep.
Which I don't know if Gio would have gotten it because
nope.
He hates that movie.
I did, is that hinting that they would work him in? I guess since this is a new universe.
Zool is a sheep. Because Zool is what took over Dana. So actually, so it's a teaser for the gatekeeper. I made the same confusion. I immediately thought Zool. Oh my god, David Bowie's coming back. No, it's not David Bowie. David Bowie is Gozer. So the two dogs are I forget the Victor something, and then Zool. So
oh,
Dana,
I know the dogs. I saw that.
Yes.
At the end of
so
that.
Right. So
yeah,
then does that mean they would work Zool into this? So it actually would be, you know, it would invalidate some of my argument about this being a slightly separate movie, and it'd be like, no, now it's really a reboot.
No, I mean it might just. Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to see if there's a sequel. I would definitely watch the sequel for this, and if they bring back that whole thing.
Yeah, I'll watch the next one.
Into it.
All right, moving on.
All right, back to Pokemon.
So one other thing with Pokemon,
game.
Though, just so you guys know, they released a photo of a Pokemon in the new game. And it's just a ghost version of, like, Ditto. So it's just a ghost, and it puts on different sheets to disguise itself as different Pokemon and use their attacks.
Yep. Pokemon Sun and Moon. So
Pokemon is going
sucks.
To be dumb.
It sucks. There's not
yep.
one good Pokemon in there. Moving on. Fuck the
yep.
Pokemon. So
I just
I
wanted to get that
started
jab in.
With casual... Oh, wait. I guess we could talk about Turkey. What happened in Turkey, Steve?
So... I assume everybody's heard the news. I assume you guys have both heard, but the military tried to perform a coup and take over the government because their president is nuts and trying to turn Turkey into his Sharia state. It failed within a day, but it also seemed weird because they weren't doing the things that Turkey has typically done in their successful coups in the past. Like they didn't really, they never got their hands on the president because he was on vacation, which is weird. They weren't asking people to join them in the streets. They didn't really capture most of any people, and they took a few media stations, which was also kind of weird. So some people think it's fraud, but either way, the president shut down the coup and is now using it as an excuse to get rid of a couple thousand judges he doesn't like, anybody in the military who still opposes his rule.
I think it was like 2,700.
Yeah, something like that. And it includes 120 Supreme Court justices, which raises a question on how big their Supreme Court is. But yeah, he's cleaning a house, and it's going to be—it's turning
See,
into a dictatorship.
You guys don't watch The Wire, but to quote The Wire, "Come at the king, best not miss."
Well, that's the thing—is people are like, Turkey has successfully had coups in the past. Like this, like it makes no sense that they wouldn't have done it when he was in town.
Yeah,
and supposedly, like one thing I read—I haven't verified this—is that it was junior members of the military. It wasn't the military itself, because the military has usually acted separately and doesn't directly answer to the president, and they're kept secular as compared to the government. So they're like, if the military had done it with senior leadership, it would have been successful, but these junior officers tried to pull it off and failed. or Ergodan, the president, did it intentionally, let a couple hundred citizens die, and then he gets to consolidate his power. So either way, one of the things they did is they took over a part of the airport, and another thing that they did is they blocked access to the airport that the U.S. keeps its nukes in Turkey. So they're fucking a little bit with our government. And as a third thing, there was a guy named Gulen, I believe, who was opposed to the president of Turkey, who fled and is now living in Pennsylvania. And the president of Turkey has been trying to get us to extradite him. And we're saying,
I was hearing about that.
So those all things all in concert. Now the FAA is banning all flights to and from Turkey in the U.S.
Oh,
indefinitely.
Indefinitely. Oh, wow. Yeah, because I think there was I heard.
Did you get your money back, Steve?
I don't know. I mean, so here's the thing. I think it's more political than anything else.
Yeah.
Because most of the risk is mostly gone at this point. I think they're using this as an excuse because of, you know, him trying to force us. One of the things with him trying to force us to turn over Gulen is he says whenever we ask them to extradite terrorists, they do it. But the rule is when you extradite someone, you have to, you know, provide reasonable cause to do so, and there is no reasonable cause to turn this guy over. The president just wants to kill him because he's an opponent.
Yeah.
So we're not doing it. And I'm hoping, and I think it's more of a political move that Washington is doing to be like, look, you've gone too far, and we're just gonna like make things really difficult for you if you don't.
It's also really tricky because I think some of the things that the guy has been saying, I forget his name, but like he's been trying to say that we're like taking a side with this other guy, like he's actually said flat out things. Is that the guy over here?
The guy in Pennsylvania, I believe so.
Yeah. So I like the president now has been flat out saying, "Oh, this guy's ruling from Pennsylvania," as to say, like I think that's from I watch his the guy, the Young Turks, like the guy knows a lot about Turkey because he's a Turk. He was like the guy's trying to incite like the people of Turkey, or at least who are on his side, to feel negative towards the U.S. So like it's very shaky ground that they're trying to walk on right now, because like Turkey is our biggest ally in the Middle East right now, and if they turned on us, then we'd be screwed royally if anything bad happens. So, but that was like back when this was not solved yet. So I'm wondering what they're going to say about how things are going right now. But it doesn't sound
right. And also, Turkey sides with us and not Russia. We use them to kind of block a lot of Russian movement in the Mediterranean.
Right.
You know, so I mean, Turkey really would love if this guy turned.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
that sucks, Steve.
We'll see. It's really.
Yeah.
Other than Steve missing his trip.
I have not missed my trip yet. I have not missed my trip. So I was texting my buddy. Let me just finish. I texted my buddy. His brother's girlfriend and her brother, who are both American, have backed out of the trip. But the fact that he told me that means that the trip itself has not been backed out of. So I'm still willing to go. I just got 3 weeks for them to remove this flight ban. So whatever flight they're going through with President Ergodan, you know, I think you're a dick and a terrible person, Ergodan, but just fucking cave in and get this ban canceled so I can go to Turkey, because things are going to get worse in the coming years. If I can't go now, I'm probably not going to be able to.
Also, even if they keep the ban, I was going to tell the FAA, because they listen to this shit, that they should send Steve, because Steve is a public relations expert, guru, you may call him, and he's going to go over there, he's going to fix some shit, solve the shit with the Middle East, and take care of everything. So send him over there.
Yeah, agreed.
Alright, moving on. Casual gamer.
Yep.
Alright, so I'm going to start Casual Gamer this week, because I don't know if you guys have done it, but I finally got the PSVR experience. And boy, let me tell you that it is fucking awesome.
You sound like you're reading off a script.
I am not reading off a script. I was doing that like I was being facetious. But no, it is absolutely fucking awesome. I played both games that Evelyn mentioned, but she already gave a description of that. It's a waste of everyone's time if I try to do that again. Eve, Valkyrie, you're in space and you're dogfighting. It's crazy. The graphics aren't that amazing, but they're not as bad as you think that they are. I would say they're akin to like PS3 graphics. Slightly better. Okay, the motorcycle agrees with me. but then, I guess where they kind of shine was the underwater experience, which is not really interactive. so it's kind of like a video that you're watching. The graphics on that are a little bit better, and you really feel the feeling of being part of the game. But anyway, like I said, Evelyn covered that. Not going to cover it again. What I want to talk about is the comfort level, because it's something that she really couldn't talk about because she doesn't wear glasses. I do. So I got on there, I put on my glasses, and it fits really well. And the reason that they do it is that it was very smartly designed. I'm going to compare this to the first Oculus that I tried, because I haven't touched any of the other ones, so I don't know what the design is on them. And I don't want to say, like, they did something wrong. I haven't put it on my face yet. So the way that the PS4 is designed is that there's two ways to adjust, or the PSV, VR is designed. There's two ways to adjust the thing. So you have the strap, which I heard is the difference in between all the other ones. Like, the other ones, they kind of, like, put them on and then adjust. The way that this is like a strap that you pull back, and then it adjusts to your face. Then you also have the visor that you can press a button and adjust where the visor sits on your face. And that's where someone wearing glasses or something like that can adjust it to kind of mold around their glasses, as if your face was big, but it's not. It's really just your glasses being there. And the bottom part, so I was talking to Juan about this, is like the bottom, I think the intelligent part of this is that it has space for bigger glasses, because the bottom part is more like a flap. If you can think of, like, if you ever go to, like, a butcher or something like that, you know how, like, they don't really have a door into it. They have, like, these plastic things that you kind of walk through, and they, like, stand there, but, like, they bend in each direction. I don't know where else they have them too, but I just remember, like, the butcher always has them. Those are the things that they have there. So it covers the light. Like, you don't see light through them, but they're not in a solid position. Did I lose you guys?
No, I'm
listening. Okay. There's not,
sorry, like, I heard a lot of, like, I heard a lot of background noise, and I was like, they might have just, you know, dropped off. But yeah, it was awesome. So fit great.
Fall asleep.
It fit great, and I could see myself wearing it for hours. And that's the biggest concern with VR. It's like, a lot of people say it's a small, you can put it on for 20 minutes and you can get nauseous or whatever. I was fine in it. I was perfectly comfortable. The only thing I would say is that it was a little hot, just because that Best Buy was hot. It's like the hottest day of the year. Every day is the fucking hottest day of the year this time of the year. And that Best Buy could have been a little bit cooler, and I had, you know, all the shit on my face. But yeah, I loved it. I'm keeping my pre-order, and I recommend that anyone that got a pre-order definitely keep it, because those things are gonna fly from the shelves. Like, people are gonna want them. They're so good.
Yeah, when I heard your review, I was like, great, I'm not gonna cancel mine. There's nowhere nearby doing it anymore. You have to go to fucking Queens or Brooklyn to test it out.
It wasn't that bad to go to Queens.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I won't be around, unfortunately.
I'm
going to
see if I can try it this weekend. Because even though you said my glasses are fit, I do have really big glasses. I do wear really... I know how to speak English, one. And two, I have much bigger glasses than most people. So I need to actually try it out for myself to see if it's something that I'm going to use. I might just keep my pre-order and just sell it anyway if it doesn't work for me, because I can make a couple $100 out of that.
I think you can, because I don't think
they said pre-orders are canceled until the thing comes out, and then I'm sure that those things are going to sell out right away too. So
yeah, I don't think they're going to make a lot of them, because they're probably expensive for them to make, and I don't think that they're...
I think they said that they're making money off of it. Either they're making money or they break even. So they're not losing money.
Right, they're not going to lose money on it, so they're not going to build ones that they don't know that they can sell. That's why there's going to be a ton of them.
So okay, yeah. I have one thing to kind of add on to that, which is I got to test out the Samsung Gear headset. In my game group, we played the game Keep Talking, Nobody Explodes, which, just side note, awesome game. But it worked very well. It was really cool. We played with a controller, and the headset, you know, moved along with your head. It wasn't awkward or uncomfortable or anything. I really liked it. And obviously that, you know, base level headset that is probably going to be used for shitty phone games mostly. So it's just cool.
It's also made by Oculus also. So they can't, it's just like their, like you said, yeah, base version of the Rift.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. So I don't have to talk about it long, but just it's cool that there's like so many different headsets coming out for different models. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like our PSVR is console based. You've got some for PC, and then there's this thing, which is just, hey, take it, you know, on a plane, and you can play some games on your phone.
Yeah. Cool.
It does heat your phone up, though, being in that, you know, headset kind of locked in.
I mean, when you use anything intensive with the phone, it'll...
Yeah, so imagine doing anything intensive, but also it's encased in something, so it's nowhere for the heat to go. So you can't do it for crazy long periods of time. You're not going to be, like, playing a Final Fantasy game or something on that. But small things.
Cool. What's the Steam big picture?
Oh, so Juan would have known this. I didn't. This thing has existed for a while, Steam Big Picture, but basically I wanted to download it and play Inside, which is a Microsoft exclusive, so the only way to do it is to play it on, I think, the Xbox One.
Xbox One and PC.
Yes, and PC. So I had to get it on Steam, but I don't really like playing mouse games, and you know this is kind of a game you need to be a little quick on. So I was like looking up how to plug my PS4 controller into my laptop. There were some programs I had to download, and nothing was really working. And then I saw, oh, what is Steam Big Picture? Because it showed an expanded view, and I clicked on it, and it blew the whole thing up. So I guess you're supposed to be able to use it so you can plug your TV into – or sorry, your laptop into a TV or something else. So I plugged it in, and just out of curiosity, I plugged my PSP4 controller directly into my laptop, and it worked. So I used my laptop became – I didn't have to download anything. I just plugged my controller in, and it functioned, and then I – plugged that through a HD cable into my television, and I was playing Steam on my TV. And that is why PC is winning. I didn't realize it would be so easy to do that, and I'm going to be playing other Steam games now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. There's a misconception that a lot of people have, and you guys have been guilty of it too, that it's like difficult to play PC games.
But that's not advertised. Everything I was looking up, nobody said plug your PS4 controller into your computer and it will just work. They all say like Xbox controllers work and you need to download a program for PlayStation. It should just say Steam Big Picture. That was the last iteration. Was telling me like Steam Big Picture is just designed to accept your controller and plug directly into your TV.
Yeah, I just knew that it was awesome. Your PS4 controller.
I think you just knew it. Yeah. I'm not saying that you're supposed to know. Yeah, I agree, Steve.
That's my point. Is like that information, like the fact that I didn't have that. If I'd had that information months ago, I would have already been playing more games on Steam.
I knew it because it's kind of funny.
People who follow gaming stuff like religiously, like I do, knew that kind of stuff. But yeah, you're right. Like that's been the problem also with like Steam. Like they've been trying to break into like the home console. Like the Steam machines are supposed to be like PCs, but console replacements, but nobody knows about them, and they're not doing very well because nobody, like, they don't advertise. They just make things as far as that's the problem.
And I don't think I'm outside of gaming news, but somehow I just never got that information.
The problem is that it wasn't like
changes
news.
What I do.
They kind of just threw it in. They never made a big deal.
The big picture thing? I mean, it's kind of a big deal, but not so much. Like they're too busy making millions and millions of dollars a day selling people's games.
Yeah.
To
do it. Yeah.
Well, and even when I plugged when I watched the video that said like what Steam Big Picture is, it like wasn't really clear. They're just like, oh yeah, you can plug it into your TV. I'm like, you should be advertising the fact I can just take my gaming controller and plug it in. That is a huge deal to me.
Well, I think also you got to think of people who play mostly on PC that would play to that level don't do that. Like they don't plug their computers into their TVs that often in order to play. They just play on their stations. Like I know about Big Picture, but I don't play on my TV that often. I just sit at my desk on my monitor. It's right in front of my face and I just play here. Yeah. So
I'm gonna download Superhot and a couple other games and play it that way. So I'm gonna be more active on Steam.
Sweet.
So that's why I included that. And moving from that, what I played on Steam Big Picture was Inside. Did you get to play it, Juan?
I played the first few minutes of it. I have not played much more than that, but...
Okay, so maybe we save most of the discussion for later. But initial, I guess, what's your initial thought?
I mean, like I said that day, those first 10 minutes of that game were the most tense of any ever game I ever played. And I was just pushing right, you know what I mean? Like, I was just pushing
the first moment when you're pushing right with the dog...
Yeah. Oh, man.
And you just make it. Like, that's just good game design.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to make it. Like, I was like, do it, come on, run faster. And he was, you know, you don't run any fast. I feel like I was, but like, you're like,
Were you shouting at your screen? Because I was.
No, I wasn't. I was like, oh,
I was
shit,
like,
oh,
go,
shit.
Go, go.
But that was great. I think I stopped a little after, I'll just say the pig puzzle.
Yep.
With the I think that was the last puzzle I did.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll save more of the discussion for when you beat it.
Yeah, it's gonna be a while. I'm still trying to beat a whole bunch of other shit.
Yeah.
Also,
Inside
Overwatch is
the whole game. I think it took me 3 hours total.
Yeah.
And I was kind of slow on some puzzles. I would highly recommend you just do it in a sitting though to like retain the mood of it.
Right.
This one, I'm looking at screenshots of this one. I might play this one.
I think
you'll enjoy it. It's not very complicated. There was no puzzle that kept me stuck for too long. There were one or two where it took me a couple minutes to figure out how to use things, but other people have been saying this, that none of the puzzles are so complicated you can't get it. And they all kind of build on each other, where you learn something in one puzzle, it's going to come up later.
I'm pretty good with puzzles, so I'm not worried about that. But yeah,
That is a challenge with puzzle games, though, that sometimes they just throw one thing in there. Like, any one thing that you just can't get is going to frustrate you and pull you out of the experience.
Yeah, I'll play it when
there were a couple of those in Limbo that I think just made me stop playing for, like, weeks. And then I went back to it and then I figured it out. But, like, that's good to hear that it's not like, maybe you just need to look at it differently or not beat your head against the wall for this.
Yeah, there was one or two things where I just had to stop and think to myself, okay, what's in the room? Let's think about how I can use it. But nothing where I had to like walk away and come back to it. Nothing like that. Yeah, just all around stellar. So we can save the rest of that discussion for when you beat it. But I would encourage anybody listening. I think it's $20. I mean, that your thing about best $20 you've ever spent, Gio, that might be mine. Like, I can't believe I got that, like, that level of emotional impact from a game for $20. It was 3 hours. Yeah, exactly.
Does anyone else have anything else for GameCore?
I've just been playing tons of Overwatch. Now Gio's playing with me.
Overwatch is so good.
I got my headphones. I got my headphones, so I might pick it up early. But I gotta get through Uncharted.
Sweet.
You can play both of them.
No,
yes,
we've already had this discussion.
Anyway,
I did play an hour or two of Final Fantasy VII, so I finally got out of Midgar.
Cool.
There's some fun aspects to that game. I'm enjoying it.
Speaking of JRPGs, I had a 3-hour train ride from the Jersey Shore up here, and I did not notice them at all because I was playing Persona 4 on my Vita, which I highly recommend to everyone. Everyone's a really good podcast. Such a good game. All right, moving on from Game Corner. Let's only do one of these questions and it's closed.
Agreed.
Because
just as a quick note, I played paintball for the first time today in the sun on Long Island in long sleeves, and I am just heat stroked and exhausted.
Yeah, like I said, I just came off of a 3-hour train ride. I'm also sunburnt, and I would like to eat something. So, what is the purpose of life?
In terms of just your own individual life, or are you asking why do we think life happens?
Why do you think you exist, Steve?
Me specifically?
Yeah. And then I'm going to do me. I'm not going to talk about you.
Because my parents decided to get down one night.
Mine is to buy shit.
You think you exist in life to buy shit?
Yeah, that's my work.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
You just think you were born to buy things?
Yeah.
You're not going to elaborate at all?
That's my place in society.
That's so depressing.
It is very depressing. I would kill myself. I've had existential crises before, and I've never felt that sad.
That's fucking horrific.
What's yours, Juan?
Feeling better that I have a better purpose in life than you?
I'm glad. See, now I have a second purpose in life.
No. Why do I exist? Because I am meant to pass on my genes to the next generation.
You have a baby?
No, not yet.
Eventually. He's got time.
Eventually. No, I won't exist. I don't know. Just to go, to just experience, to be the universe experiencing itself.
I like that.
I think. Oh, yeah.
What'd you say?
Well, so next week. This has been a speed round of Eat Your Sleep Pod.
Wait, so I don't even get to answer the question?
You did answer the question, I thought.
I did.
No.
Not serious.
Wow. No, I thought you did. Apparently, Gio's purpose is to cut me off.
What was your answer?
He has shit to buy.
I do have shit to buy.
I think my purpose is, I don't know, just to experience other people and cultures. I think that's what I'm doing. And then to share.
That's what
share,
I said.
And then, no, other people and cultures. And then to
it's
share
the
experience I have with people I know who won't do that.
Yeah, but I cheated and I said the universe experiencing itself. It's like the guy at Price is Right who says,
Steve doesn't want to meet $1. Aliens. You do want to meet aliens. There's a difference.
I'd be down to meet aliens.
No, don't take it back. You only wanted to meet people.
I'm not changing my purpose. Just don't say I wouldn't be willing to meet aliens. I would, but I think my purpose is to experience other peoples and cultures as especially as like a white male existing as that like shitty group that just is obsessed with itself and doesn't understand minorities. And I know people who literally think we should just bomb all of the Middle East because they're all terrorists.
Dope.
And experience other cultures and then share my experiences with people who don't do that.
Alright.
You forgot to also, we forgot to plug our new network.
Oh, shit.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. So now would be a great time to tell you that you can check us out on ESSpodcast.com. You can tweet to us at ESSpodcast. And you can check us out on our new network, abnormalentertainment.com.
Yeah, and I think their Twitter is at abnormalpodcast. That might be right. We'll get
well,
it
is
eventually.
That, is that the network's podcast, or is that just the – there is a specific –
Yeah, that's the network. It's the network.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's where they retweeted our stuff and, like, put in us in the feed.
I'll tell you right now. Yeah, at Abnormal Podcast. They're on Twitter, Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes. You can get an RSS feed. There's a YouTube channel, Instagram, Tumblr, Pinterest, something with a U. I don't even know what that is, and Vine.
Yeah. And eventually we're going to listen to the stuff that they do, but we haven't completely done all of that yet. I did listen to one of them, but I forgot the name of it, so I'm not going to just like plug something into it. But we'll get there.
There's a couple different videos on the YouTube.
It's pretty hot. Steve's trying to get to Turkey. I'm trying to not be sunburned and eat some Chinese food. And also tonight, the night of second episode, guys, are you on that? We're going to be watching that right now. All right.
Second episode of what?
The night of. Oh, you missed that. You weren't here for me saying that. That's a great.
Yeah, and I didn't check it out. What is it about?
Just listen to the podcast or watch it.
Just tell me. Like, what
we
is,
literally you, spent 2 hours last time.
I don't want your 2 hours. Just in a sentence or two, what is the main purpose?
It's like a crime thing. Watch it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not big on crime things. All right.
I've been watching 12 Monkeys. 12 Monkeys is awesome. Go watch that.
Ooh, if that's tied to the movie, I'll check it out.
Bye. Bye.